You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
This is a bonus episode, spoiler-filled bonus episode about Batman Ninja, which we just saw. And it's banked, so we don't know when it's coming out. Or when the podcast is coming out. Batman Ninja comes out May 8th. Whether that's in the past or the future, we are not sure.
Don't have the answer to that one.
No. So what did you think?
I thought the cool thing was it was so different from anything they've done before. Yeah. And I thought the story was, because when I saw the trailer, I thought it was going to be like an Elseworlds story.
Yeah, like how could you do this? But it wasn't an Elseworlds story.
No, it was like set in the main universe, and then they'd used
like a mechanism. Like, well, spoilers start now.
Yeah, spoilers start now. Yeah, basically the plot is they use time travel to transport them back to feudal Japan.
Yeah, and then it goes even crazier than you think.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy, because it's, I think it's an hour 20-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And when you watch the trailer, you see like Penguin, Bane, Grodd.
Mm-hmm. You see a lot of characters.
You see everyone, and you're like, how are they going to fit this into an hour 20?
Mm-hmm.
And they managed to.
Yeah. Because what they did is like the story has a main focus, and then there's just like a lot of characters in it, basically.
Yeah. It's not like
focus. Everyone has their own plot or anything.
Yeah.
Basically. That's pretty cool. I like seeing all the different iterations of like Japanese versions of those characters, because basically Everybody's been stuck there for 2 years. Only Batman's just getting there.
Yeah.
So like everyone's immersed in all their outfits are Japanese.
And like they've all rose to power.
Yeah. It's kind of like, reminds me of like in the Spider-Man cartoons, they did like their version of Secret Wars, where they took all these villains to a planet and then they all had their territories.
Mm-hmm.
And they took over this like peaceful planet. It seemed like that. They each took over like a state. Each villain had their own territory.
Had their own kingdom. And then like
they're warring against each other.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
I thought it was interesting because when Bruce Wayne first lands in Japan, mm-hmm. there's a drawing and he's like, oh, it's Japanese.
Yeah.
And that's me. But it's like a super old school looking drawing
mm-hmm.
of Batman. And I'm like, is that what they assume people look like? Is that what they assume like normal faces look like?
Yeah.
Like if I got a caricature of me or like a drawing of me, like mm-hmm. a genuine portrait of me, I guess.
Yeah.
Would it look like a Japanese old school caricature?
That I don't know. Hard to tell.
Because it would seem weird if we did like wanted posters like that.
Yeah.
Like in the current style of art. And you're like, oh, it's like overly like Instagram filtered wanted pictures on.
That is weird.
Or we made criminals take selfies.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're going to use as your wanted poster.
Wrong.
Batman wasn't there, so did they just say, oh, we know he's going to show up eventually, so be on the lookout for this guy?
Yeah, maybe.
But the Batman Joker. Did still exist.
Yeah.
So, like, anyone.
But then the
like
Joker is like anyone. Yeah. Because you have to assume that, like, the Bat Ninja clan thing is like raising hell for these villains.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wouldn't know about the villains, but they'd know that like, this is turning into a police state.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, the other thing I was thinking when he's like, oh, it's Japanese, I'm like, I was thinking because like, it seems like it's made for, like, because the voicing, it was for Japanese language.
It was for a Japanese audience. So then, that's what
I was
wondering.
What does he say in Japanese when he's like, oh, it's in Japanese? He's like, but I'm speaking Japanese.
Because, like, everyone speaks English.
Yeah.
We were led to believe that everyone speaks English in this world.
That's what it seemed. No one spoke Japanese in the movie.
So that's the crazy thing is, like, and then I was like, surely Bruce Wayne speaks Japanese and can read Japanese.
I would think so.
Do you think
I thought he
missing...
was going to make some comments about, because I always assume he trains in Japan at one point somewhere in the comics, like in his origin most of the time. So I'm like, oh, he's like, not this isn't the first time I've been to Japan.
But yeah.
That never happened.
Do you think we missed out on anything because we didn't know what some of the things said in Japanese? Like there's
probably
very little
much.
Stuff like on the tiles that Gorilla Grodd has, it had Japanese mm-hmm. writing.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what they said.
True. Maybe there's a bunch of stuff in there. that they're like, eh.
That they're like, oh,
people who speak English aren't going to need to know this
stuff. Yeah, it's not that important. It just says like Gorilla Grodd and it says Two-Face and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Interesting. Grodd was a villain.
Yeah. Like the main villain almost.
Yeah. He kind of oversaw the whole thing. That was an interesting choice.
Well, I mean, if anyone's going to build a time machine.
True. It'd have to be somebody smart. Nobody in Gotham's really smart enough to do that.
That's the interesting thing is like, he's like, yeah, I wanted to send him far away to take over Gotham. And I'm like, he realizes later on that he's like, oh, I'm just going to take over all of Japan. It's way better to have a whole country than like one city.
Yeah, I think so.
Even if it is feudal Japan.
Yeah. And I was thinking like, well, you're still going to have to deal with Batman if you get rid of all those villains. I mean, you're still going to be stopped.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't a great plan. Unless his plan was to send Batman there too, far away.
No, because he says like, why did you show up? He's like, I was going to send all the villains away.
Yeah, it wasn't going to help him take Gotham though, I don't think.
Yeah, it wouldn't help him.
I
thought even seeing the Batman that we saw was crazy. Like in the beginning, I'm like, damn, this is like a high tech Batman. He has like a projector in his helmet. He has like all this crazy technology. His Batmobile is also the like Batwing. It's also the motorcycle. It's also the armor that he fights Bane with.
I was like, damn. Like, I wonder if they got any of that from like the Batman movie where he just turns the mobile into the motorcycle thing. He's like, oh, what if it's just everything? Everything in one.
Yeah, it was weird.
It's like, and then four different things.
It was interesting that the art style changed like three times.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was going to happen. But yeah, they switched it for different scenes.
I was almost wondering if they had different directors.
Oh, maybe. I feel like you do this part.
Like three separate directors.
Could be. Yeah, that's interesting. They made a lot of interesting choices.
And I think it worked out.
I
wouldn't say this was... I think this is probably the best one in recent time.
Yeah, yeah, because they haven't done a lot of great ones in a little while.
Yeah,
because they were on a string where they did great ones, but now like it's hit or miss lately, or some of them are just okay.
Yeah,
but this one was pretty cool because it was so different from what they. I like when they take chances like this and do something completely different animations. It's like basically different animation style, different kind of story.
It's almost as if it wasn't even made for us. And they're like, you know what? Maybe Americans will like it.
Yeah. It's almost like it's a whole Japanese thing. And then they're
like from the beginning, like English. Batman was a Japanese hero almost.
Yeah.
My main problem with this, which I brought up, I vocalized to you,
yeah,
is the chariot at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. I don't know the story point to that. I don't know.
Is it supposed to mirror when he had the Batmobile in feudal Japan?
I guess so. He's like...
I
think it's just saying he's so influenced by his experience in Japan.
That he wants to be Japanese now?
Yeah, except that would make more sense if he's like Bruce... Well, he lost the Batmobile's gone, I guess.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a backup one, so he made the one with the horses.
Alfred made it.
But yeah, what I don't understand is why he's...
But he's in a suit.
Yeah.
Going to meet the mayor.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on there.
Carriage.
Maybe that's what some of the tiles said, and we missed them because we don't speak Japanese.
I don't know. But like the horses were dressed as ninjas, which I thought was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little too elaborate, I think.
And the carriage was so strong, it pushed like a car off the road.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in there sipping on tea in a suit, like a regular suit, not a bat suit.
Yeah. He's with like, a bow tie. I put that on. I'm like, wait, what? What's happening?
Yeah.
Is he just going to say, oh, I'm friends with Batman? He's like, why is it like Japanese style?
Is it Japanese? Is this cultural appropriation?
He's like, I don't understand what's going on.
What's the next race that gets a Batman movie?
We need somebody like... There's
like Mexican Batman?
Well, it wasn't just because it was like stylistic. Like, is there a style of animation that... What's another type of... Like, what's a country that has a stylistic type of animation?
That's the thing.
Like, there's so many factors that are just strictly Japanese that, like, fits perfectly to do something like this. I'm trying to think of even an example of something else. I mean, you could do a different culture, but it just wouldn't be the style, because I don't know what that style would be.
Yeah.
But.
Which one?
Should do Batman Inc., right?
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be a cool movie to do.
I'm surprised they haven't done it.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, a series of movies.
Yeah. I mean,
you get the audience, like that diverse audience that you're trying to go over, that global market.
Yeah. Well, they're doing, what else are they doing? They haven't really announced much coming. that I, but they're doing different stuff than they used to be doing, just like on their one path of, oh, this is all our connected movies. Yeah. But now they're doing like, oh, we'll do one-offs. So they could do anything. That's cool.
Where would you like to see them go?
I would
time
want to
period
see them.
And country.
Let's see. Well, I'm always good.
Well,
for,
we got
for,
Victoria in England.
Yeah, I kind of want to go somewhere. Let's see. What would be different and unique?
World War II?
Yeah, and that's where I might always go to, though. But I want to go somewhere like.
Joker's
different.
A Nazi.
I definitely like that. I'm always in for that.
That'd be
but
so
I'm
weird.
Think of something more
That'd
unique.
Be so weird if Hitler was the Joker.
They do the same thing, but Hitler's the Joker. Let's see. Good. Where's more good to go?
I have an idea.
Let's.
I got two ideas.
Okay, what would you go with?
Pirate Batman.
Oh, Pirate Batman. That's a really good one.
Or Ancient Egypt Batman.
That'd be pretty cool too.
Yeah.
I think somewhere in Africa. Just kind of.
With how popular Black Panther was, you're gonna just go to Africa.
Yeah, go to Africa, and then he's
like South Africa with white people.
No, I mean he's like just him fighting off like colonists or something.
That seems weird.
Is that too weird?
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm trying to think of what would be a good time period.
Wild West.
Yeah, that's Wild West Batman. They did something like that when in the Justice League cartoon where they went to see Jonah Hex.
Yeah, because it takes place in like Gotham.
Yeah.
But just a long time ago.
Exactly.
But
who's your, what
villain?
What costume did you like that was from like that Japanese version? Like whose costume do you think?
I thought Batman's suit looked sick.
Batman was pretty cool.
But. For villains, probably Deathstroke.
Deathstroke did look pretty
cool. Yeah, the Penguin looked cool too, which is like hard. I think it's hard to make the Penguin look cool.
It's always hard. The Penguin's like a hard villain to crack.
Yeah.
Because he's so like weird sometimes.
Like that costume in Injustice where he has, or no, it's in Arkham. One of the Arkham games.
Mm-hmm.
He has a glass bottle like as, like it's like someone stabbed him with like the bottom of a glass bottle.
Yeah.
And that's his monocle.
Oh, that's crazy.
And like he can't get it removed.
Oh, it's like attached to his face.
Yeah, it's like someone like shattered the bottom part of a glass bottle and just shoved it over his eye.
That's crazy. That's pretty intense. Man, they should do that in the movies.
That would be so dark.
Yeah, that's pretty dark.
Glass bottle penguin. There we go. It's like
that's great.
Green Arkham City.
Huh. It's pretty nice.
Like it was in a bar fight or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Well, one of the weird things was, was the Robin in that supposed to be Damian Wayne?
That's what I couldn't figure out either, because there's Nightwing.
I've never seen a character.
Red Hood.
Red Robin.
And Robin.
Yeah. So it's either Damian Wayne or it's some other random Robin that I don't think is in the comic.
It has to be Damian Wayne then.
Yeah, but his personality was so not Damian Wayne.
Yeah, because he had like a monkey.
Yeah.
Which was I liked it, but I thought that was very weird.
Yeah. I was just like, I don't know.
And his hair was crazy.
His hair was crazy. I almost think it would have been better if they like.
Just made a new band. Carrie Kelly?
I don't know if they like, maybe the Nightwing comes along and then they train a Japanese Robin or something.
There you go.
I don't know. I was just like, that personality didn't make sense to me. I was like, okay, this is Red Hood, this is Nightwing, this is Red Robin. Those make sense. But then like that one threw me and I was like, I don't know. I'm confused by this personality.
Yeah.
There's never been a Damian Wayne that acts like that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. I was confused by his hair the most.
Yeah, his hair was weird. You think his hair was like that before, or you think he got it while he's in Japan?
I think he probably got it while he was in Japan.
He had to get it when he was in Japan, right?
Yeah.
They learned sword fighting real quick, though, I feel like.
Well, because
they were there
have,
a couple
like,
years. But,
yeah, they were there for 2 years.
But Batman, I assume he has training in sword fighting.
Yeah, I assume he has training in a lot of these weird martial arts.
Yeah.
I like.
Yeah, I didn't get enough of that connection that he knew a lot of this. Like some.
Well,
of
no,
because
they said, like, oh, with our martial arts knowledge, we can, like,
oh,
our
okay.
modern martial arts techniques.
Oh, they did say that.
We can mix them with, like, ancient techniques.
Oh, yeah, they did say that. You're right.
There was a detail where, like, the, I don't know what it's called, like, on the sword above the handle on Batman, it was the Batman logo.
Yeah.
On his katana. And then on Sam, or on the Joker, he had, like, a hand guard.
Mm-hmm.
And it was teeth, like smile. Like
yeah.
It's like small details like that I thought were pretty cool. Incorporating stuff into the samurai armor. And I like the fact that it ended up being giant robots. Like you can't get any more Japanese than that.
That's pretty cool. They like put all the castles together and make one giant robot.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Especially in ancient Japan. You're like, good thing this is in an empty field, or else people would be freaking out right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Man. What else? I was confused as to why the women, well, Catwoman, actually all the women, very large bosoms.
Yeah. I think that's just...
Like, freakishly large.
I guess that's just the style. They were going for in the movie. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was strange. Because there's only like three female characters, right?
Yeah. Catwoman, Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy.
Yep. I thought it was really weird that Alfred was there.
Yeah, because he was in the Batmobile.
Why was he in the Batmobile when all that stuff was going on? Why was everyone there? It seemed like overkill. No, I liked it, but like, why was everyone at that meeting to stop Grodd?
No, he called all the villains.
No, not the villains, but...
All the heroes.
The heroes.
Yeah, that's like, a confusing thing.
How often are Batman, Nightwing, Red Robin...
Red Hood,
and
Damian
Robin,
Wayne.
Yeah, all together. So I feel like it's very
with
rare.
Alfred.
Like I would.
It's like a freaking party.
With Alfred, yeah, and Catwoman's there. Just seemed like, let's send everybody after Grodd, because you know he's such a huge threat. You know,
I got a good question for you.
All right.
What villain would you have liked to see?
Wasn't in there? Let's see. I probably would say Mr. Freeze.
Okay.
I could see a Japanese Mr. Freeze.
I want to see Killer Croc.
Killer Croc.
Japanese Killer Croc in like weird armor.
Oh, yeah.
That includes like
That'd
his body
cool.
naturally.
Yeah. I like that we got to see Bane.
Like
though.
He probably look
the,
more the, like a dragon.
The Bane sumo
yeah,
wrestler
that
guy.
Sumo Bane was cool.
I was like, oh, because they didn't show, because they did the little intro of like all the characters that are here that running the
that
stage,
were like,
and they didn't
yeah.
show Bane.
Yeah, but that was a surprise.
I was like, ooh, cool, because I don't think I saw him in the trailer either.
I think they showed, I don't know.
They may have shown him, because they showed you a lot in
yeah,
the trailer
like,
that I was like, oh, like it came at you fast, that I was like, oh, I forgot some of these characters are in here.
Yeah. Can't think of anything else.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Covered
I liked
a lot of
it. A lot.
Yeah, I enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
I hope they do more stuff like that.
And it...
Oh, I want them to do another Batman Beyond. Like a Batman Beyond movie. But like different stylistically. Than like traditional animation. I
like how they had like... It was a mixture of like the 3D cel-shaded with... old school animation.
Yeah.
But then at that point, it bugged me because I was like, if you're dubbing the movie, you know you're releasing it in two places.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be that hard to retrack all the mouths for the English.
Yeah. But how often do they do that, though?
I think like Pixar and stuff does it.
Okay.
But I mean, that's also
that's
much
like
bigger
Pixar
than...
Them.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they don't do that with...
But they got a pretty big cast, though.
I almost thought, like, originally when the movie, it was going to just be in Japanese with subtitles.
Yeah, and then they released that English trailer.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is very surprising.
I'm like, oh, I kind of thought, because I would have watched it with Japanese English subtitle in Japanese, because I thought...
I wanted to see it like
cool.
that.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but, like, now that But it would make more sense if it was like that, if there the story behind it wasn't that it wasn't in Elsewhere.
Yeah, that it was like a Japanese.
I assumed it was an Elsewhere. And I was like, oh, it's going to be all in Japanese, and then it's just going to be a world where this.
Where they had like an old Batman.
Yeah. So then the story point, like, confusing me. It was like, oh, now that makes sense why they're speaking English. Like I almost would have preferred it wasn't like that. Because I thought it would just be cool to be a, them all speak Japanese. So.
Is this a standard Batman now? When you think of Batman, what generation do you think?
Animated series.
Like pre-Nightwing?
Oh.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, that's yeah. The, like, how,
it's
how,
crazy
what's the
me,
old Batman?
Whenever I watch Batman now, like on animated movie,
yeah.
It's always Damian Wayne,
yeah,
Robin.
Nightwing's always
there.
Nightwing, he's never Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to me, my mind, I always go Batman with Robin.
Dick Grayson. Yeah, that's what I am too. But I think you're right, because in comics and movies and stuff, they just want to make Nightwing already.
Yeah,
they want Damian Wayne to exist, so therefore they got to make the other, like Tim Drake, Red Robin. They got to make
Jason Todd
have been dead already.
Yeah.
So like, it's weird. You're never gonna get any more where Batman and Dick Grayson. Or Batman, and you mean any other Robin besides Damian? Like, there's no chance of a Tim Drake or a Jason Todd, unless
to be
you
Robin.
Do, yeah, unless you do the story of like Red Hood, and then they'll do a flashback of Jason Todd.
Yeah,
Robin,
it's
like
strange.
But yeah, it is kind of weird.
I think I need to change my thinking.
Yeah, because I think at this point, who was the second longest running Robin?
In
probably
like
still Tim
American
Drake?
Time, like in real time,
I guess in
like
comics.
World time.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know how their timeline works.
Cause no, but I mean like in our time.
Yeah, in our time. Like how long, because Dick Grayson was probably forever.
Yeah.
And then I don't think
like
Jason
Nightwing
Todd
was probably
lasted that long.
No. I don't think any of the other ones did.
Yeah, I don't think any of the other ones did. Like, is Damian Wayne really the second longest running Robin?
I would
might
believe
be,
that.
Which is crazy because he's so new. Still,
yeah.
Relatively. That's pretty hard to believe.
I think Carrie Kelly's like, I'm in a few issues, you guys.
Yeah. Well, because she's like always in a different...
It's not, in that one universe only.
Yeah, she hasn't been brought into the main... Because it's so far down the line.
Yeah.
A lot longer down the line. But Batman history gets confusing because they keep doing Batman stories, so they like keep expanding it. So the Bat family is like huge if you list every single person.
Yeah, but
like,
he's
all
still
the
back, in, like,
there's still
age.
Like three or four Batgirls or something.
Yeah,
there's like a lot of people, and I think there's even more. Like there's Bat family's huge, basically.
Yeah, so when they have like a death in the family, it shouldn't have been such a big deal.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I got these
like
guys to replace.
Natural.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah.
Oh, Court of Owls would be cool too as a villain in this.
Oh yeah, might seem almost too much to it.
Yeah,
too big a group to really do anything. But they got a lot of the heavy hitters mostly,
yeah. And that's surprising enough.
Yeah,
would you have wanted to see more? Would you want to see a movie of the 2 years before Batman?
Other than them just rising, be kind of cool.
It would be kind of cool,
I think. To see what the Robins are up to.
Yeah.
Finding the Ninja Clan and them training and stuff. It's like, wow, you weren't able to stop any of these people, man. You guys kind of suck.
Yeah. Like, not even, like, the lower...
Like, wait, like, Catwoman hasn't run into the Robin? She found Alfred, I guess. It's like,
yeah.
you're my servant now. I think that's basically what happened, isn't it? She's like, oh, you're my servant now. I think that's what happened.
I hope not. That'd be horrible.
How is that not what happened? Alfred didn't seem to be doing anything except, like, serving.
Yeah.
He should have.
That's all he knows.
Should have developed another skill set.
Can't be rusty. And when Master comes back.
He's like, he'll be gone any day now.
Yeah.
Batman's going to be here. And
two
he's going
to
want his tea.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a journey of him trying to get tea for 2 years.
Yeah.
He's like, it's very hard to come by. You don't understand. He had one line
it's
of dialogue
so crazy.
Saying, it's hard to come by. But he's like.
Like, black tea. But
yeah.
I don't get that line.
It's hard to come by, or
wait. So he's saying no. He's like, it's black tea.
Yeah,
and that's like the tea that they normally drink nowadays. Like when you get tea,
maybe it's
standard is black tea.
Well,
and
nowadays
you would assume
that
in feudal Japan it'd be green tea.
Yeah, That's why black tea is hard to come by.
So, no, because he, like, I thought Bruce Wayne was like, what? Is this black tea?
Yeah, because he was surprised because he knows his history and that era.
Okay, not see, I was assuming that he was just like, gross, black tea.
Oh, I was assuming he was just surprised that he got black tea because he knows Batman likes bat tea. Or, I mean, black tea.
Bat tea.
He likes bat tea because it's like black tea. They start with B's, both of them, so he likes them. So he's like, ooh, Alfred, whoa, where'd you get this from?
Yeah.
That was my reading of the scene. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm right. I don't know. I don't know the actual answer.
Yeah.
We need a commentary track. We need to watch a commentary track on the director saying,
I'm sure.
Do you think this is the reason.
Do you think any of the commentary tracks are in English?
I think so. Well, I heard them. Well, maybe it was a translator. I don't know, because I heard them doing an interview about Batman Ninja, I think, at some con.
The weird thing is, like, the English cast is, like, a big cast, too.
Yeah. Isn't
they got Tara Strong, they got, what's his name?
Who's the Batman? I think he's the guy that usually does, but like Jason. No, he does the ones for the standard, the DC movie, like this DC movie timeline that they usually. I think that's the same Batman.
And they got Tony Hale for Joker.
Okay, that's who it was.
Roger Craig Smith, perhaps.
Oh, he's been a Batman in other stuff though. I'm pretty sure.
In Japan, it's known as Ninja Battleman.
Battleman!
Oh, this is awkward. They only show the Japanese guy.
Oh.
Oh, here it is. Roger Craig Smith.
Roger Craig Smith. I assume he's been Batman before.
He voiced Captain America in Avengers Assemble and Batman in Arkham Origins.
I guess he just sounded like Batman. It's like, I've heard that Batman before.
Yeah, he's the voice of Captain America in the current animated MCU. There's an article, Why Batman Ninja in English is so different from the Japanese version.
Oh, really? Maybe the story is, they're not from. What is different?
The dialogue is 90% different.
Wow. I think I may need to watch the Japanese
script. I guess the Japanese script was only 6 pages long. Most of it was unusable. And then, so they did a whole different script.
Oh, wow. Is the story the same? We'll have different.
Huh. Yeah, as I say, it's just the script is different. So now we have to watch. We watched the English dubbed version.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have to find.
Yeah, I got to see what it's
the
like.
English sub
without that.
Like, this is a completely different story.
Yeah, it's like, whoa. I guess because it wasn't saying something like they didn't even know what the story was. They just were like watching the video and like, oh, this is what we think it is.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening. See you on the flip side. I don't know. Wow. Talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.